A lot of people talk about clarity, and they talk about the lack of it can be very dangerous. Well, today, what I really want to focus on is why it's so dangerous when your clarity gets fuzzy. Good morning and welcome to The Morning Motivator, where we give you the motivation, encouragement, and focus to start your day off moving in the right direction. Well, good morning, everybody. I am so glad that you are here. We're talking about clarity. And when we talk about clarity, a lot of times, especially in a coaching session, the first thing we start off talking about is that lack of clarity. You'd be surprised how many people have no real idea about what they want to do in their life or even how to even start figuring out what they want to do. And here's the real danger to not having a clear grasp on clarity. Lack of clarity leaves you fuzzy, you know, and coupled with that, fear makes you uncertain. So when you have that weird combination of fuzzy and uncertain, that may definitely indicate a lack of clarity. So any combination of those things can be very dangerous. If you focus on your clarity, that will actually propel you towards the success that you're trying to achieve. When you really struggle with clarity, that leaves you struggling, and sometimes it becomes fearful, and sometimes you become so uncertain that you don't even make a decision. You choose not to choose, and that's just as dangerous. Procrastination is a horrible way to be. It's a horrible place to be stuck in. And the reality is what you procrastinate on ultimately will define you, because it will dictate who you will ultimately become. But the reason we stay there, the reason that we love being unclear and in that fear, is because it's, for many of us, become very comfortable. It's easy to sit back and talk about how bad your boss is, or how bad your job is, or how so tired of working you are when you don't really have a clear clarity. So let me give you an example, and let's see what your gut reaction is. So just imagine, if you will, that you won the lottery. Now, what would you do if money was taken completely out of the equation? Okay, see, that moment right there that you might have just had that, I have no idea. That may be an indication of a lack of clarity, or I might have just caught you off guard with an amazing opportunity. But if you have no clear purpose, if you have no clear identity of who you are, no thought about that, you know, money doesn't fix issues. It really, honestly, complicates them. You know, money doesn't provide freedom. Money actually can be a shackle. A lot of times you'll see these stories of people who've won lotteries, and within, you know, 5-10 years, they've spent it all and they're penniless. You know, money does not provide freedom. It's not something that you can purchase. You can't purchase your freedom. Freedom is actually a choice, because when you choose who you will be now, when you choose who you will be today, with or without money, that becomes the freedom point. That becomes the moment that your clarity starts coming into brighter and brighter focus. And when you start losing that fear, when you start losing that fuzziness, and you start gaining real clarity on who you are, independent of what your financial situation is, independent of what your social status is, independent of anything other than you, who you are, and who you choose to be, once you get that clarity, you are going to be amazing. You're going to find that you're healthier, you're happier, you're much more calm, you have less fear, you struggle less, you're less procrastinating. You will find that you will begin the journey of starting to succeed. You will start attaining success, the success that we've all been dreaming of. Because once you get that clarity on who you are, independent of all those things, everything else becomes easier. Your choices become easier to make. Your life will become a little bit easier. Not to say that it'll be perfect, but you'll be able to make choices defined by who you are as a person, not what the society is dictating for you, because you have no fear. You have crystal clear clarity, and there's no fuzziness in your life. I hope that helps, and I hope that you guys have an amazing morning. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen. And if you would, please go to iTunes and leave a review and let me know what you thought of the podcast. Also, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, you can visit johncdonahue.com. I hope that you have an incredible day, and make sure that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.